Hi, this is Mark Manti, and I'm from Snohomish, Washington. My family and I have been coming to Holden for almost 20 years, and I was introduced to it by my wife Paula, who came here as a child with her family. So she'd probably qualify as coming the last 40 to 45 years. And we came shortly after we moved to the Northwest. We've been married probably 5 or 6 years. And I immediately fell in love with this place and enjoyed it as a guest. We started our family shortly after we moved to the Northwest in '89, and all three girls have made frequent visits to Holden, and it is a place where we recharge and refresh ourselves and get grounded again. It's a very spiritual place that has a special meaning in our family, with the Holden prayer hung right above our door. I can remember many, many fun things about Holden, including being here with some very special people, the Onerheims, and making lots of friends. And one thing that I think's kind of unique is we were here as guests one time, and a very nice little card showed up under our door. I think it was in Lodge 2, and we were invited to a little gathering at the director's chalet. And so Paul and I thought that was pretty neat. We'd never been to a gathering at the chalet. And lo and behold, we met with Diane Shiner and Janet Grant, and they were working on the capital campaign at that time, and invited us to make a gift, and we were honored to do that. So it wasn't a huge gift, but we made a 5-year contribution, and that really spurred in me a stronger interest in getting involved in Holden. And when it was board elections 6 years ago, I put my name in as a nominee for a board position. I didn't know that many board members, but for one reason or another, I was elected as a board member. And that's when things really took off in terms of my love and commitment to Holden and our family's engagement in this community. And now I'm happy to say I've sh served 2 years as board chair, and I felt like I've been called to that and been able to contribute towards the negotiations in terms of mine remediation, and use some of my administrative skills. I'm a healthcare administrator outside the village, and hopefully help us navigate through this very challenging but pivotal time in the village's history, that I'm sure we will come out of it stronger and invigorated for another successful 50 years, where the village is very significant in my life, and I hope it will be in many others too. I witness that daily as I'm here. So thanks for the opportunity to give my story.
I have to ask you, because I'm personally very interested in healthcare issues. And so I can't imagine anybody in healthcare administration, which is so stressful at this time. And I can't imagine wanting to take on yet another, high pressure position, especially with the mine remediation. So, does Holden help you, deal with the stress of your everyday work, or how do you balance that?
Oh, well, that's a great question. It is stressful. Healthcare is going through monumental shifts right now. But We don't call on the spirit as much as we should in healthcare. And I personally do in my work for my own health. But I just love it when I come, when I'm involved with Holden, and that is an integral part of what we do. We really try to rely on the spirit's guidance and recognize the grace that's been given to us and the many gifts that are abounding in this valley. And so I don't come away from it stressed. I'm energized by it.
Even, and you've been deeply involved in the negotiations, which have not always gone the direction you would like them to go.
Yeah, but what goes around comes around, and I think where we're ending up is going to prove to be very tone setting for the next 50 years. We're going to be contributing to the stewardship of this valley in a big way, and the village is going to have an opportunity to really be refreshed and renewed physically so that it can do what it does best another 50 years. And that's, I really think, program. And reaching out to so many people that come here, many times at a crossroads in their lives, either as, J-term students or summer visitors or whatever. I know that for my family, it's made a big difference. When we've needed to kind of step back and reassess some things, or spend some quiet time, this has been the place that has really helped. So to make that available, while preserving, provide getting the infrastructure in place so that it's physically available to people, and preserving yet the historical heritage of the village, is just, I'm blessed to be a part of it.